Simon Kuf Yutes, the goal is to try to finish Kuf Yutes as quickly as possible, because these are not issues, the issues that come up, but not in the helm all the time. And I'd like to get to Kuf Kaf, which is Hilchos Tevilas Kelim, and is far more interesting. So I started Kuf Yutes last week. I'm sorry, we're low on sheets. There's an attrition on the sheets every week. What we learned last week is more people take it with them afterwards.
Let's take a book.
Okay. Leave them here. At any rate, my point is that that in Kuf Yutes there are a lot of different halachas. We are going to try to go through the Mechaber, through the Simen, rather quickly. The main point, which I made last week, is in the Ramon Sif Aleph, that Frum Yidden can be divided into three categories. I'm talking about a Mummer, I'm talking about a Frum person. There's a person who's a Neman, there's a person who's a Chashud, that we know. There's some people that are Nemanim that you trust, and there's some people that are Chashudim, that they're over an Aveira, and they're not Neman for that Aveira. And then there's Stam, a Stam from person, a Stam Shem Shabbos, such a person. The Chiddush that we had last week in the Ramon Sif Aleph was that a Stam from Yid, you know, he's Shem Shabbos, he comes to Shul, he davens, you're allowed to eat in his house, in his home, you can trust him for kashrus in his house. However, when it comes to business, when it comes to selling, that's not good enough. It's not enough that he's a Stam Shem Shabbos to be able to eat in his home, to be able to buy from him. He has to have some sort of a nemanis, or obviously a heksher from someone who has a nemanis, and that's probably the main chiddush of this whole simon. The Shach held that even the Mechaber agrees to the chiddush of the Ramah. But for us anyway, it's enough that the Ramah holds this way, and that's the answer when people say it's good enough, stay rechonem and be sur, and he's a frum yid. So it says here in Shulchan Aruch that's not good enough.
So what's the difference?
That was Sif Aleph.
You eat by him or you buy from his.
The difference is that people are more makel when it comes to business than they are makel when it comes to eating in their own home. And the Mechaber in Sif Beis also really echoes the basic idea. He says, "Em einai cheshed lechol devarim ha'asurim, aval hu cheshed l'maychram." You have a person as a cheshed to sell devarim ha'asurim, but not to eat them in his own home. You're allowed to eat in his house. So the Mechaber also holds that there are people who, in their own home, chas v'shalom, they wouldn't have treifas. However, when it comes to business, they're less honest. That's something about human nature. If he sends you a kugel for Shabbos, you could assume that he's sending you from what he eats in his home, not from what he sells in his store. What? Why the Ramah stuck it in Sif Aleph? No, because Sif Beis is talking about a choshud, and the Ramah is talking about a stam person. Avlo choshud l'maychram. In Sif Beis it says someone who's chashud l'maychram, we can't trust. In the Ramah is saying even Mishayne chashud, you just don't know him, so you can't trust such a person.
The
Chiddush is the Kula in Sif Beis, yeah. The Ramah in Sif Beis is difficult. It says, Over Aveiru L'Teyavayim Loi Mikri Chashud. Somebody is Over an Aveiru L'Teyavayim, that means he's doing it because he has a taiva, wants to make money, so he sells things. Treif is cheaper, so he sells treif as kosher. The Ramah says, Loi Mikri Chashud. Now, the Shach and Taz have a hard time with this. What in the world is going on? If he's Chashud L'Teyavayim, he's Chashud to cheat, because it's cheaper for him to sell Purdue than to sell Empire. And so he pretends it's kosher, so he's not a Chashud. What does that mean? What? No? He has a taiva to eat treif. And a taiva to make money is not l'teyavayin, that's for hachis? seems to be also a teyavon, right? The teyavon means that if he has kosher and treif available at the same price, he's going to be kosher. He's a mammon. But he has the Yetzer Hara. So for the Yetzer Hara, he's
where,
over.
Where is he?
Well, it could be both cases. It could be one or the other. Anyway, the Shach and Taz have a hard time with it. I don't want to get bogged down on it. The Teretz is that this is offered is that we're talking in a case where he has both available. In the case he has both available, so there he won't... he's not a chashid to do it shaloi l'teyavayin. But the teyavayin is certainly a chashid. That's the idea of sif beis. I'd like to show you, we're going to learn, I'd like to go through most of the sif and point out to you a couple of kulis and a couple of chidushim l'chumra. Yes?
When you say that a person believes that in his house, and the store is not, what are you talking about? The person says, well, he's given hachshayim. So what do you believe in this house? What do you mean he believes in this house? Or what? He said this hachshayim?
He feeds you food in the house. He says it's made from kosher ingredients.
What kosher ingredients?
Of course, hasher. What do you mean? Potatoes don't need hasher. Oil needs hasher.
So you want this or that?
Whatever. That's a separate issue. Which standard he has? But assuming that the question is if he's neman on kashrus, he's neman. If he has a different standard than you, that's a separate issue. I'm talking now here in general.
If you have a store, it says the store that this is OU, let's say.
In this
so the question is, if Peter says it's OU or not?
Is he believed to say that it has a hechsher or not? I can't get into which hechsher, but he's believed to say it has a hechsher, so even in the store he's not Naaman, in his house he's Naaman. That's what it's saying. Right. There's a chumrah at the end of the Taz Dalet, the last two lines. I don't know what to do with this. It's a very serious chumrah. Kasa b'darkei Moshe, the last two lines of Taz Dalet. Listen to what he says. Kasa b'darkei Moshe b'shem agas hashri. Misha choshud al ister. If you have someone who's choshud on kashrus, she'asa lechel imay afilu dvarim amutarim. You're not allowed to eat in this house even things that are certainly mutter. Shemi achilanu dvarim asurim gamken. Now what it sounds like is the following. You have someone who's not careful in kashrus. So you, he's your neighbor, you want to go over to eat by him. What are you going to eat by him? So you'll have some cookies that come in a package with a hechsher,
right,
and some coffee from a hot water urn, and you're going to have some coffee and cake with him. You know for sure it's all kosher. Darkei Moshe, which is a Ramah in the Taz, is saying that you're not allowed to do that. If it's a home in which he feeds non-kosher things, then even eating kosher things as a guest in his house is also. That's what it's saying.
To the Russian parents and the from children.
No, that's a totally different. That's a question of yediyah. If you have a yediyah about the person, he's trustworthy. That's not a steer to this. Here he's saying he's not trustworthy, but you're not trusting him. What? Maybe it would be Marisayan, but he's saying it's Asur because you'll come to eat Devarim Asurim. So you're right, maybe that's Marisayan. You shouldn't. So anyway, this is a. A chumrah that is certainly not well known. Sif Gimel. I'm going to point out to you a number of kulis. Sif Gimel is the biggest kula here in the sif, in the siman. Now let's see what he says. A glass of water. Maybe it's only lechol imai. To sit down to eat with him, we'll give you something else. If you go to Nasi, it's for a glass of water. Okay, Sif Gimel.
What do you say then? Some guy doesn't say that he's trying to eat it. And he knows that he's not going to eat it. He ordered special food, I believe, with you.
If he ordered special food for you, maybe it's different. If he ordered special food, you're not eating with him. I mean, if he ordered for everybody special food.
Yeah.
If he ordered for everybody, I don't know. Read the words. No, if he has different standards than you... So we're going to have that later. Well, he's a from Yid, but he has different standards. We're going to have the Ramon Siv Zayin. Talks about if he has different standards, he has coolest that you hold are not right. That's Siv Zayin. We're talking about somebody who's not Be'etzem, he's a Choshel and Kashrus. Not he has different standards. Even if he knows, but if he's Choshel and Kashrus, he's not careful. He buys things that are not kosher by any standard. So there's such a person, you're not allowed to eat by him at all. Emoi. Even if he orders from a kosher store and everything for that meal is kosher, but he's not eating with him. because he'll come to end up serving you Dvarim Asurim as well.
Even if
he bought special food, there's no question about the food today. It may be that if everyone's eating one thing and you're getting your thing double wrapped, so that's not called lechel imai. You're not eating with him. You're eating yours, and he's eating with him. You're at the same location as him, but you're not eating the meal that he's eating. But what? In a house. Okay, it could, if a corporation makes an affair in a restaurant in Flatbush, so we're not going to be chayshu, she'll feed you Dvarim Asurim. But in his place, or an airline, right. So we're not chayshu, give you Dvarim Asurim, you're not eating with somebody from his food. If you have your own separate food, so then you have your own separate food, you're not trusted.
What happens if you have a
So that seems to be a problem here. If he puts down whole apples for you, but you're not supposed to eat with him, you're not supposed to sit down and eat with him. I mentioned at the outset, it's a chumrah that I don't think the olam is aware of. And
can you wrap it? I'll take it.
Take it home. For an apple, it's not worth it.
If he orders kosher food for you, and he eats a carcass, then you can eat the kosher food. But if you order kosher food for both of you, then you can eat it.
So it sounds like in his home to order. If you go out to a hall in Elchinam, you're not eating.
Just order.
Sif Gimel. It's more fun to learn a kula. Mutalite mishalai lechashud lechod var masurim. You're allowed to take. Let's say you have a piece of raw meat. You're giving it to a chashud. Kadesh yisakin or yivashalai, and you're telling him to. Let's say make a nice display out of the food. So you go to him, you give him your food, and if you need a pot, you give him your pot, and you tell him, cook it in my pot, and cook it for me. It's mutter. Loi chashinon shem yachlifenu, kivon she'enoi choshur al hagezel. The chiddush here is, that someone is choshur to eat nevela, is not choshur to be a ganev or a gazlan. There's an exception. You're giving him food to cook. And you give him your pot, your food, you're putting him in charge of the cooking. He's a firm person. A fried person, you can't trust b'klal. He's a firm person, but he's chashin on nevela. Since he's essentially firm, just he's chashin on nevela, he has the Yetzihara. So such a person is not chashin on being a gazlan. Unless, you give to someone that cares about you, and he himself is not careful in kashrus. Aser, shami yiskalka mashenaisin loiv yachlifenu b'shalai. In case the food he's preparing won't be so good, it'll be ruined, and he'll replace it. Kuketzad, what's an example of someone that likes you? Harishenasan lachamaisai, someone gave to his mother-in-law. Hachashuda ala iser, and she's not a trustworthy person, and you're giving her to cook for you. Aser, you can't trust her. Shebaisha mechasna, she has busha from her son-in-law. Veraitse betakanas bita, and she wants her daughter to have good food. Lefikach mechalefes loy rabitayv. She's chashud that if the food doesn't come out so good, she'll switch it for some of her food. Also, in an inn where they give you service, they cook for you. Pamisha baisha mechasnoy mechalefes loy rabitayv. She'll be ashamed to ruin her reputation as a hostess, and she'll switch the bad for the good. So, except for these two cases where they're chashud to switch, stamazai, someone who's chashud, from yid, who's chashud on tarfis, is not chashud on gezeila. Ramah, mekomakim mutal lahafkid etzlai, v'shiyazlai devarim, kamashivkid etzlai. A from person who's chashud on nevela, you're allowed to give him a pekadon. You don't have to double wrap it. He himself, Be'etzim, is a firm person who doesn't steal. So you're allowed to give him food to hold and trust him. You can send in a car service with such a person. Because they're not chashin on gezeila just because they're chashin on kasher. So we have here two examples. You can give it to him to be misakin for you. You can give it to him as a pekadon. If you test, is the third example, which is that if somebody who's chashin, from yid, who's chashin, you don't trust his kashrus. He brings you food. He says, Pliny, who's a Naaman, sent it to you. So again, you could trust him. When that chashid, he'll switch it on you, because he's not chashid on a gezel, just because he's chashid on in yonim of kashrus. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi. Well, we're not done yet. We're going to get to the rule and say, hey, someone who's chashid on an aveira is chashid for any aveira that's more kuladik than that aveira, but not for an aveira that's more chamer. He's chashid for one lamashal. That was the taina when we caught a butcher store that was selling non-glot, labeled as glot. So the shaila is he neman that everything he sold was at least kosher, geshachten? But non-glot. The non-glot, you don't have to kasha kelim for. This brand of non-glot. If you get in, there are certain shrita houses where the non-glot is absolutely treif. But he was getting, from Rabashkin, sell the non-glot. So he bought non-glot, but makam glot. So the halacha is that a chashin on a dover kal is not chashin on a dover chomer. Someone who's chashin for an aveira is not automatically chashin for something that's a more serious aveira. So that's the rule of thumb, which we're going to have in Sifhei. But Gezel was saying it's like a davar chamor. It's to steal, to be machlev things, that is not chash. Okay. What? Okay? Right. Okay, if I understand what you mean, I want to talk about that in a second.
But
Namedagdik is Sivzayim. We're going to get to Sivzayim. Tarfus, that's not Namedagdik. 1 minute.
No, he's a firm person.
He's a firm person. He doesn't care about Trafus.
How can you trust him? He's the send you, which means that I don't care about kosher food.
You can't trust him at all that he's going to send you. But if you give him kosher and you tell him, bring it, deliver it to my neighbor, he's not chashed to switch it on you. There's no chashed. That's all we're saying. What corner? What corner? He's watching food. Right. Right.
And he's storing a lot of people.
Not a lot of people. He's storing kosher. You're giving kosher food. Don't add that he's storing treifa or anything. He's storing kosher food for you. We're not questioning him that he's going to switch it for treifas. Because he's a firm person. He just has the yetzer hara and the veila. So he's not automatically chashud on the veila. He has yetzar for one aveira, it doesn't mean he has yetzar for all aveiras, for gzeilin. Now I want to make here a very important point. We're saying, in these three examples, that a person who's chashud for nevela is not chashud to steal. The three examples are, you give him food and he's going to decorate it or cook it, or you give it to him to watch, or he brings you, he's a transporter, he brings things for you. If you gave him kosher stuff, we're not chashud, he'll switch it. Because he's not chashid ala gezel. So 1 minute. What's going on here? If he has a store, and you're saying he's chashid on the vela, you're not allowed to buy in his store. That's also gezel. He buys Purdue chickens for 39 cents a pound, and he sells it to you labeled kosher for $2 a pound. That's not gezel. That's also gezel. That's also gezela. And for that he's chashid. So the answer is, and it's a fact, an unfortunate fact of human nature, the Shach says in Ches, the answer is that there are two types of gezela to people. Actually, physically stealing, taking someone's thing, chas v'shalom, a person won't do it. Cheating people, okay, that's a different type of gezela. That people, unfortunately, are more makel on cheating people. That's business. So when you say that a person is not choshed ala gezel, that means he's not choshed to physically swipe something from you, to shoplift things from you, that he's not choshed. But to shortchange you or to cheat you in some other way, so that's a totally different category. The Shach, there's a short Shach in Ches, he says, Afogab the Choshed Gamkein Limkar. What do you mean that Choshed Agazeli? He's selling this stuff. Kivin Shul Choshed Lechok, Losef Aleph. Hadudavka Limkar, the Mashu Meicher, Moira Behetera. Somehow, whatever he's cheating people, he's more Moira Het. Avalikzal, Lahachlef Yadayim, Loi Choshed. It's an important insight into human nature. You know, I always think about it, that the bar mitzvah boy, they vinch your money, should be an erlich yid. Used to bother me, an erlich yid. That's all you vinch on a bar mitzvah boy, you should be an honest person. The older I get, the more I think, wow, that's a great bracha, you should grow up to be an erlich yid, you know. There's a lot of yitzhah horas out there, it's to cut corners. Right. On the Gezel Aveira, he's Mayrata. On the Veil, he's a Mumer. He's a Mumer. On the selling, on the Gezel of selling, he's Mayrata. It's not a real Gezel. He's getting chicken anyway. All right, so it's this chicken. Yeah, the Gezel Aveira of cheating people is Mayrata. The Gezel Aveira of stealing Biadayim, that he wouldn't be Mayrata. I know it's hard for you to imagine, Rabbi Yosef, but there are such people. Again, the Tarfus he's a mummer for. He wrote that off. The question now is, he's not a Goslin. He's not a Goslin. So he's talking not a Goslin. But cheating people is a different level of Gezel. Right. He's not Choshud. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody who's Choshud for that is not Choshud for something else. Even though he cheated everybody, but he's not a chashid. I'm not ready to eat in his house, but that's the halacha. The halacha is.
If you get invited to a Friday relative's house and they buy food from a reliable place, tell them to have a double wrap and paper plates, and that's okay.
I'll give you an eitzah taiva. Just an eitzah taiva. People go to Friday relatives and they go out of their way to prepare for you.
Right.
90% of the time they mess up. They'll buy it, then they'll unwrap it and warm it up in their oven, or they'll stir it with their fork. Something always goes wrong, and then they're angry at you. They went through so much of a tircha just because they stuck in their tray for fork, you're not going to eat the whole thing. It's a good eitzah when you go to relatives. They shouldn't be matriarch for you. Tell them, I'm not coming for the food, I'm coming for the company, and don't worry about it, and you just go, and you know, and that's it. You don't I don't know what I'm going to do. I told you when I started, the Dake Moshe sounds like they serve you some grapes on a plate. You have a problem. I don't know. I only know that the Taz brings the Dake Moshe. I don't see anybody else who talks about it. I'm going to give homework to try. Seriously, do me a favor. Try to find if anybody else talks about this Dake Moshe. No, maybe I should go to the Eitzer HaChachma on the computer. Type in Kasa B'Dake Moshe Misha Choshed Al Yisr. And we'll see. Okay? If you come 15 minutes early next week, the computer's here. If I forget, you can't do it. Okay.
But it's not going to give you non-kosher.
Okay, so that's... We're talking about someone who's chashud on eating. Sif Dalid. It's nothing to do with Parav. Treif, it could be Parav, it could be inflation, it could be Miller.
It's only Bliot, the maximum.
It could be Treif also. Okay, so that's Sif Gimel. Moving on to Sif Dalid. Achosh l'davar echad, ein achosh l'davar amacherim. Now this is a difficult sif to teich. Just to tell you, the teich is hard. Guys, listen to the words. It's hard to teich Sif Dalid because the rule of sif hay is if you choshed for a davar kal, you're not choshed for a davar chomer. What's a kal and what's a chomer? Let's say someone is choshed on Issa D'Rabbanan, he's not choshed on Issa D'Raisa. If someone's choshed on Nevela, he's not choshed on Chelev. Chelev is Karis, and Nevela is Alav. So there are guidelines of when a person is choshed. The question is, we'll get to it, one step at a time. Right? The Sif Dalid, what's the case? The first line, choshed l'davar echad, ein choshed l'davar amacherim. You chashed for one thing, not chashed for others. What does it mean? If it's more chamor, so then he's takanat chashed. If it's more kal, then he is chashed. That's the next sif. Chashed al chamor, chashed al kal. So the question is, what does it mean? Chashed al davar echad, ain't chashed al davar mechayim. What is the case that he's talking about? And look, listen to what it says. Avol kol mashet tzarich lo isay davar chashed gam olav. Now listen to this. Comes from a Gemara. Anything that's related to the thing he sells, he's chashed. Good going. Mishaya chashed limcher chelev b'mokim shuman. He's chashed to sell treifa fat in place of kosher fat. Vayamargal hanorim lovi liknais mimenu be'agayzim. And he gave out free nuts, or not day, free lollipops to the kids that they should come to buy by him. Shreinaisalem, kaitzim aysesh limcher afilagayzim. There's a knas, you can't buy lollipops by him in the package. Vadei kosher. Because he uses this to entice the kids to come to buy chalev.
Wow.
So you shouldn't buy even lollipops. Your kids should know his lollipops are treif, you can't buy by him, and finished. That's what it says. The question is, what the case here is, it's very, very difficult. What the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that it's saying here in this sif, is that there's a knas, kainzen eisai. The Aruch HaShulchan learns that if someone is choshud to sell devarim ha'asurim, to sell tarfus, if it's labeled tarfus, I don't know what he's talking about, it means if he's choshud to sell tarfus as kosher, so to go there and buy kosher, but the kosher comes double wrapped from the factory, it's zicha kosher, there's a knas not to buy that oisei dava from the person. But there's no knas on devarim acherim that come wrapped. In other words, he's chasher to sell chaylev. The worst things, the isakaris, he's chasher to sell chaylev. You can't buy anything by him. But I want to go in and buy things that are come with a wrapping, with a double wrapping from the factory. I'm going to get Empire chickens that come with a plumber and a sticker from the factory. I want to buy it by him. So what we're saying here is that for Isai Dover that he's chashed for, there's a knas not to buy by him, even with a good hechsher, and things related to it with a good hechsher. Now that does apply. Costco sells trefa chicken, labeled as trefa chicken. That's not a chashed. A yid's allowed to sell, this is chayra, but if a yid has trefa chicken, a guy certainly is allowed to sell trefa chicken labeled as tref. If he's chashed to sell treif labeled as kosher, then there's a knas that you can't even buy kosher that comes with a double wrap. Once he's a chashud, we're going to have later in the Shas of Katan Lamed, that for a businessman, is caught once makes him a chashud. There's no second chances. That's what it says in the Shas. It's the Shas. So, not mistakes. Chashud on deliberately replaced. This is the way the Aruch HaShulchan learns this sif, which again, I don't know how Nageya it is. Who's called a chashid? I don't know. It's very difficult. People ask me about pick and pay, about buying things in a sealed container, a case of chickens from pick and pay. Now, pick and pay is owned by an irreligious Jew, by someone who's not from. For all practical purposes, he doesn't have a hechsher. He has a worker that's from that he calls the hechsher. That he puts his name on the hechsher. He used to have two from workers. If you look at the sign, it's cut out one name. There's one person that isn't there anymore. And he has the other person's name. It's one of his workers that's there. A worker is not by anybody's stretch of the imagination. There's no mirtis of the boss from the worker. It's the worker from the boss who's mirtis. And it's not a hechsher. You can't buy by him meat. Now the question is, can you buy sealed cases of chicken that come from the factory with a plumber? So I don't know what makes him a chashud l'davarechad. He in his personal life is not Neman. He's not a from yid. I spoke to him once. He told me he's not from. He davens. He prays at a conservative place. He told me which one. And you know, in other words, he's claiming to not be religious. He claims he's religious enough that he goes to a conservative place. He might be a nice guy, but he's a chashud. So does this apply that you can't buy by him? So this I'm not sure. Is he only a chashud if we know he sells treifas wrapped as kosher? Then you can't buy anything by him. By this person, I don't know. Maybe he's okay, maybe he's not okay. We don't go to butchers who are not from. So what? He's a chashud in his personal life. He's a mummer. Is he chashud to steal? We don't have a chazaka on a not from person that he's not chashud to steal. A from person is a mummer levela, so we don't accuse him of stealing. So he doesn't keep Shabbos, right?
Isn't not keeping Shabbos more chomer than...
Yeah, we're going to have in the sif later, not keeping Shabbos makes him a mumur l'chol ha'tera kula. The question is, if this particular knas, which is not clear in the Shulchan Aruch, what he's talking about, the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out that that's the pshat here, the Aruch HaShulchan is sif katan chaf, I believe, that, or maybe chaf beis. So, the gedarim here are not so clear, and I don't know, I'm not sure. What? Maybe a problem. There's no gezerah of Marisayan. Ramesha does write that a person to go into a treifa place is Marisayan, but it's sort of a chshad.
Isn't it which is
where? It's true. In practical terms, a person who looks like a bentira that walks in there is going to cause other people to assume that it's kosher. I've had out-of-towners who told me, if you come to Flatbush, it says kosher, you assume that it's kosher. Like Flatbush is the shtempel for people who are out of Flatbush. So it could be very misleading, and that might be true. I'm just trying to touch up the mechaber here.
Somebody
yeah, okay.
Very religious. Does he need
mashkiach?
He's very religious.
I don't know, very religious. How religious? 16 or 18 or 22? How religious? If he's a Nehman. It's a hard question. Let's turn to Siv Hei. All right, so we learned the Kula of Siv Gimel, that Chashir on Gezel is not, he's not Chashir on Gezel, and the Chumra of Siv Dal. Let's go to Siv Hei. Sorry. Sandwiches. They have a machine. I assume that, I don't know who owns the machine, but I assume that it comes wrapped. It's the same as buy, if it's wrapped with a double seal, a flesh, or a tuna fish type thing, that you could buy it. Now, you do have to be careful whose hasher it is, depending on what you buy. You know, there might be other issues with it, and in the hospitals, if they have it, double wrap. If they have it with the right siman, it's like a store. You go into a store and it's wrapped properly, then it's good. Siv Hei. No. The knas is only for Isay Dabar. A choshel Dabar echad, ain't a choshel Dabar Mecheirim. The Darach Shulchan is learning, it means the knas that you shouldn't buy from him doesn't apply to Dabar Mecheirim. Sifhei. If it's double wrapped, not by him, but by the manufacturer, so you can go into Costco and buy things that are double wrapped, even though the owner is not them. So it depends if it has that double wrapping from the manufacturer. Sifhei. Hachoshur al Issachomor. Choshur al Akal Mimenu Ba'inish. Elam came chomer be'ene b'deyadam sh'nisarim b'yaisam e'b'chomer. Now here, it's a tricky b'chaber. The Shach Yud Beis explains the following. We're talking again about a frum yid who's a choshud on one aveira. If he's choshud on an issa chomer, so he's choshud on an issa kal. How do you define chomer and kal? So I gave you an example. Chelev is karis, that's chomer. The vela is a lav. It's kal. Not that you should be mekel, but one compared to the other is kal. Yayin nesech is a drabanan. Nowadays, stam yayinam is a drabanan. Stam yayinam is a drabanan. If he's choshed on stam yayinam, he's not choshed on dairaises. Or bishalakum is a drabanan, he's not choshed on a dava chomer. That's the rule. Elam ke chomer be'inei b'nei yadam. Now here's a tricky thing. There are two guidelines of what's more chomer. One guideline is what the Torah says is Mochamer, Karis and Lav. The other guideline is what people consider to be Mochamer. What's Mochamer Be'inei Abriya? So the Mechaber says that a person who is Choshud on a Dava Chomer is Choshud on a Kal, unless it's Chomer Be'inei B'nei Adam, which means a Kula. That even if the Torah says Chelev is worse than Nevela, but by most people today, I told you Chelev is Karis, Nevela is a Lav. If I would have asked you, what's worse? Somebody who sells Purdue chicken in place of kosher chicken? Or someone who's a choshed on the devaning of the trebering of the meat? You would have said, what do you mean? Purdue is much worse than not taking out the chalev proper. That's technically incorrect. Chalev is a more chomer dekisis, and it's a karis as opposed to nevela. Therefore, there are two good guidelines, the Mechaber says. Even if, technically, Chelev is more chamor, but since Be'enei Abriyais, it's not more chamor, so he doesn't become a choshud from Chelev to Nevela. Because you need Tarti L'Reyesa. In order to make him choshud on something, it has to be really more chamor, and it has to be more chamor Be'enei Abriyais. If it's more kal Be'enei Abriyais, or it's more kal in the Torah, one or the other, on that, we make him. The Shach brings that the Torah says the reverse, that he's choshed either way. In other words, he's choshed sai if it's more chomer in the Torah, sai if it's more chomer in the Einei B'nei Adam. But the Mechaber doesn't paskin that way. The Mechaber paskins that only both. He's stam a yid becheskes kasher. He's talking about a frum yid. He's only more choshed if it's chomer in both areas in the Torah. What? where it's equal. So the question is, what about equal? What about if it's equal? Maybe Sifdalet is talking it's equal, and what, that doesn't say here in the Shulchan Aruch. If two things are of equal chumra, what's the din? It seems to me that if two things are equal, that it seems to me it should be the same. It should be chashud, because what is it? For money, he's willing to be over alav. So what's the difference, the veil or treifa? Chol stam, I don't want to talk about, because something that's a machloikis we can get to in Siv Zayin. So let's talk about he eats grape juice that's stam yeinam. It's vada yisr. Similar. Let's say nevela and treifa are the same. So he's chashir on nevela, doesn't make him chashir on treifa. Let's say some is equal bein ebnei yadam and equal in the Torah. So that doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, the question is, let's say you have two equally surim, nevelas and treifa. Assuming they're equal. Nevelas really has a chumra that it's metame. But let's assume that nevela and treifa are equal. So the question is, does it make sense to say, is chashir on nevela, is not chashir on treifa? Is chashir on treifa, is not chashir on nevela? So assuming they're equal, it doesn't make sense to me. If for the taiva of money, he's going to replace it with nevela, why wouldn't he replace it with treifa, assuming they're equal? And that's why I don't think sifdalet means that if it's equal, you chashir for one and not for the other. It would seem that if something is equal, you should be a chashir. Yeah, that's what seems to be Alpi Svar. Now, here, we already said it's sifgimel.
No. So is that Muhammad or Makawa? You look at that Zela totally differently.
We learned Sif Gimel. I'm not sure what you're asking.
Is
what does it say Sif Gimel? Sif Gimel said he's Chashir on Nevela, he's not Chashir on Gezel. But that means Gezel B'Yadayim. That was Sif Gimel. Right? To cheat people, he is Chashir, but to steal B'Yadayim, that was Sif Gimel. Here we have an important Kula in Shach Yud Beis. I told you we'll try to line up the Kulas. We have one Kula, he's not Chashir on Gezel, just because he's a Chashir. The second half of Shach Yud Beis, Umiyu, where it says Umiyu at the end of a line, it's five before the end of the middle sized lines, which doesn't help our dear friend with the new. There's a dot in the middle, so if it's Tzarechian, period, Umiyu. Okay? Daniel's not here to help you, I'm sorry.
Two thirds
of the way through. Umiyu, Kozeloi Ayui Ela Choshen al Dover Achamor, Bein Be'inish Bein Be'ini Abriyais, Shechoshen al Dover Kalmi Menu, Imhein Min Isser Echad. It's the same sort of iser. Machlois asurais, it's all one type of iser. Because Shneim bedavar meichel kiyitzavah. Halav achilai. Let's say he's chashud on bris mila. You don't do bris mila for his children. Does he become a chashud for machlois asuris? Says no. V'chein das harambam betshuva simin kufayin. V'arav tshuva simin samatav. V'chein kos beisiyos. V'chein mashu divrei amachabris in beis. Simin beis. Because the mumala areilus einai mumala shchita. And somebody who's not careful, well, you have a person who doesn't test for shadness. He doesn't worry about shadness. So is he automatically chashid on kashrus? I'm saying no. This rule that being chashid for one is not chashid for another doesn't apply. V'u meishas techolin. Afal pisha adavi yadua demila chamor ba'inish ubeine abriyas. Even though it's known that mila is more chamor. Sai in einish, it's karis. And sai ba'ine abriyas, mishchita. Alavade kede amaran. So here he has a second significant kula, the kula that if a person is a chashur on one thing, whether he's chashur automatically on something else. Now this, unfortunately, came up once with a maisa, with a cipher, a question of his neman on his safras, who was caught being over on znus. He's going to bate zaynim, he's chashur on znus. So there was a tremendous turmoil over whether you can trust all of his mezuzahs. It's not 20th century. This goes back in the time of Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Shlomo Kluger paskin, you got to put all his mezuzahs in Sheamus. He was caught going to Batei Zainais. You got to put it all. But there were many chayokim. They said, what do you mean? The Shas says, if he's chashar on one thing, he's not automatically chashar on something else. It doesn't. He has taivis, and he's aver averis, and they're not excusable. But it doesn't make him a chashar on a davar acher. So that was his psak. What did Rishon Kluger? I can't answer. I don't know. It's in Tuf Tavadas Chelak Gibel, which is printed in Chelak Beis actually, but it's there. Now, let me just say, Rav Moshe writes that this shach, that choshud ledvarim acherim, is not choshud. Rav Moshe writes, I don't think he's saying the kavanas of shach. Rav Moshe is in Yerideya Aleph, Tshuva Aleph. The first Tshuva is in the Yerideya Chelek. He says to paskin like the shach by someone who's a choshud, who's caught doing something, but not someone who's a mummer, not someone who does it all the time. Somebody is over averis routinely. He had a case with a sheikhit that smoked on Shabbos. Now, if you smoke the fahesia, there's no shayla, but he smoked the tzinnah. People realized that after he went to the bathroom, when you walked in, you smelled smoke. So he was a chashut to smoke the tzinnah on Shabbos. Could you trust him to be a sheikhit? That sounds like from this shach that you could trust him. He's a mummer for smoke, for chil Shabbos, but tzinnah, which doesn't make him mummer l'chal taira kula. Rav Moshe says to be simach on this kula only for a chashud, and not for a mummer, not someone who does it all the time. How much is all the time? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, I don't know. But that's the geder that Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe writes that his wife said hey, this, that he smokes in the bathroom on Shabbos. So
it doesn't bother you how often he does it or whether he admits to it. Which makes him a mummer?
I don't think there's a chilek there. The mummer is that he does it all the time. It's something. It's not that sometimes he has a time. I'm not sure there's a difference. The case there was that he denied it in the tshuva. The case was that he denied it. Would it be true if he admitted it? I don't know.
Who is going to trust anybody?
Who is going to trust? You have the comfort of living in Brooklyn, New York. You don't get him, you'll get someone else. I think the tshuva was to a country in South America where they had a hard time getting sheikhtim. And here he's a sheikhit. And otherwise he was from. He's addicted to smoking, you know, he smoked in the bathroom. There are people that'll say, okay, it's not so bad. Okay? I agree with you, but that was the shaykh. What? Could be, all right. Maybe. But for Hesse, he was married to a shiksa. Rabbi Fishel Schechter gives a very popular Daf Yomi share on the phone. So one day he comes down to the base medrash, he's a Rebbe in Taravadas. So he comes down, he sits down next to him, he says, I have a problem. What's your problem? There's a fellow in some city in Pennsylvania that always calls him with Shilas on the Daf, Talmud Chacham. His questions on the shir, he holds himself as Talmud already many years. And the person told him he's coming into Brooklyn, he wants to meet with him. Good. So what happened? He finds out this guy is married to a goita. They have two kitchens in the house, a kosher and a not kosher. And the guy is coming to talk to him. What should I do? Should I divorce? I shouldn't divorce. So we have kids. They're takagoyim. What am I going to do? I love my kids. And so what do I tell him? What? Convert her. She apparently wasn't interested. I don't know. Okay, I'm speaking to someone who this story is not unique. He heard this story all the time, right? Okay. So I don't know. He's not sheikh, he's not. I told him you got to tell him to divorce her. Period. I mean, what's it? Into marriage. Tell him to divorce her. That's it. As a safer paskin. What? Yeah. Are you afraid you'll push him away? There's certain things that, there's some lines that have to be, you know, that you're not over. How you doing? Okay, after B'chachma. Okay, so we learned here in Shach Yud Beis another Chiddush. Now let me tell you a Chiddush Gadol, which may be not such a Chiddush to you. There's a tshuva in the back of the Tvor Shar. It's actually in the Tvor Shar is a very respected early Sefer on Yerideya. You'll see every time the Prima Gadol brings it to a Shar, you always pass because like him. Kamat. The Tvor Shar, it's only on Shchita Treifus, so people are not so familiar with it. The Tvor Shar says the following Chiddush, which is a Chiddush, you want Shulchan Aruch, but the Prima Gadol paskins this way, Shlomo Kluger paskins this way, the Sefer Beis Hillel, which is also a common paskins this way, and Rav Moshe and that Tshuva Aleph paskins this way. He says that Bizman Azeh, a person who eats Nevelis all the time, even though in the time of Chazal, people like Nevelis, they were chashed on Nevelis, but they were from a Yidden otherwise. He says, Bizman Azeh, somebody who eats nevelis all the time, eats nevelis but for hesia, it doesn't mean once in a while he sneaks something, but he's a person who openly eats nevel and treifa. He's a choshev for everything. You can't trust him for anything. You can't trust him for chelev, which is karis. You use him as a menaker. You can't trust him. You can't trust him for anything else. Because bizman azeh, it's a defining characteristic of a yid that he keeps kashrus. That he keeps kashrus. Now, if occasionally as a yetzara, we have rules. But he's a mummer, an open mummer for nevelis. So he passed into bizman azeh. Someone is an open mummer for nevelis. It's chashud. You can't trust him. I think everybody in this room instinctively would say the same thing. You're not going to trust for kashrus, even for chaylev, somebody who is openly and has a non-kosher home. Anyway, lemaisa, that's where the psak is found, and that's a halacha kavur.
Is the reason
because of tentum halev? It just is that it's a defining characteristic of a Jew that he kashrus. Yes. Not the shach, the mechaber. Mechaber said he's not chasher adav chamor, he's only chasher adav kal mimenu. So we're saying that he's chasher adav chamor mimenu also. What? No, that's something else. That's if it's not food. All food is. Yeah, the shach also is not talking about nevelus to other macholis asuris. Shach is talking from arelus. It's not doing with the shach, it's doing with the shulchan aruch. Yeah. They're being maisif, they're being machmer on the shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch says chasher adav kal, not chasher adav chamor. He says differently.
In essence, let's. The mummer is not where you buy something.
The mummer, right?
What could be in this thing? What could be in this thing?
Right. Sivav hachoshen al shnei devarim, the chazar boy the yatsim idech shad shneim. Someone has chasher on two things. Only on those two things, let's say nevelis and treifus. And he did tshuva. We'll learn later how a person could do tshuva. And now he's trustworthy. And then he's caught on one. Someone we know is chashir on two things. And then he did tshuva. We'll learn later what tshuva is. And then he's caught on one of the two things. So we assume he's cheating on both. And he's just, one of them he's hiding well, and one of them he got caught. And Mamela, he's a chasher al shneim, again a logical din. Siv Zayin. Mishu meforsim be'echad me'averisha b'tayra. Chus me'avay dezarech al Shabbos b'fehesya. O'she'enei ma'amen b'divar rabiseinu zal. Ne'mon b'shar isurim. Anything, if a person's chasher on an aver in the Torah, he's not automatically chasher on other things. U'b'shalacherim, we have to talk about this separately. Ne'mon afilo al oisidav aloimar mutterhu. I'll talk about b'shalacherim separately in a minute. First, what it says in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch is really something we know. You're chashen on one thing, you're not chashen on other things. Chutz, the chiddush is that avodah zarah chilul Shabbos b'fehesya are different. That someone who's chashur on chilul Shabbos or b'fehesya or avodah zarah or sheni mamim b'divrei chazal, those three things he's a chashur totally. Chutz from those three things, if he's a meforsim be'echa me'averisha b'tayra, he's not automatically a chashud b'shari surim, unless that kalmi man, as we said earlier.
The
Tfu Shar says that nevela goes into the category of these three exceptions, a fourth exception. These are, why is Shabbos different? Because Shabbos defines a yid. Shabbos defines a yid. Even though Shabbos, you can argue, is maybe less chomer than certain other things, but it has nothing to do with chomer and kal. Somebody is chashud on Shabbos openly. Is a total chashur.
It becomes very fuzzy when he keeps Shabbos, but he doesn't keep Shabbos. Does he keep Shabbos, but he watches a little television? What do you say about that?
Don't know yeah, it's a hard thing. There are such Jews who keep Shabbos. The question is for Hesia. The defining thing is for Hesia. If openly he's Mechal Shabbos, it's a problem. If in his home, he's Mechal Shabbos. I've had Shilas people have asked me about relatives. He said, they tell me they keep Shabbos. But we notice the light is off, the light is on in their house when we go for Shabbos. You know, they pinch corners here and there. But that's not a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. That's not someone who's openly Mechal Shabbos. He wouldn't turn the light on in front of his from relatives. He's a Mechal Shabbos Bitzina. So Mechal Shabbos Bitzina, that's the question. If he's But that's not automatically what it says here. Now, Ramashin, that shuv about the smoker, he says if he's a mummer to do it all the time, then he's still, then it's still a problem. If he's a mummer to do it all the time, mummer is different, and choshud is something else. That's Ramashin's chiddush in that shuv. A mummer is someone who just does it all the time. A choshud is someone who a taiva does it. Farhesia is a mummer al chatayra. Me'echa baver shabatayra. It's a good question. What does it mean, Mefursim Becha Be'aver Shabbatayr, if he does it all the time? I'm not sure. It may mean that he's Mefursim, that he cuts corners on it. That he cuts corners, everybody knows. When he travels, he goes and he does this. It may mean. You have a good question. Ramesh is saying Mumr is different. And the Lashon Mefursim Becha Be'aver Shabbatayr sounds like it's talking about a Mumr. It's a good question. I don't think Ramesh addresses it there because it's mentioned, it's not really Aga. You have to look at that in the tshuva. That means he doesn't believe in the Rabbanans. He keeps the Torah, but he doesn't keep... The Rabbanans aren't important to him. They're such Yidden who... They're Eisen, the Rabbanans. Most of Yiddishkeit is the Rabbanans. Most of what we actually do is the Rabbanans. Now, that's the question. It's a good question. I'm not sure how Ramesh would tash Mefursim. Mefursim sounds like that he's a mummer. And what? That's a good question. I'm not sure. Mummer, I assume, means that he just routinely does it all the time. He's not gairisid. Now, what is Mefursim different? I'm guessing Ramesh would tash it. He's Mefursim to be makel in it, but not that he does it all the time. Now, the end, b'shalacherim neman afilo yisidav alayim amutahu. The fact that he's neman about someone else's, he has no personal loss. If someone comes in and he tells him this tray of food came from a kosher place, now he's better than a firm person, but he's over on any of these averus on nevela treifa. So it says again, mishalachayim neman afilo yisidav alayim amutahu. He's neman on that thing to say that it's a davar hamutar. The Matiyanison explains with talking. Where he has knowledge. But the dummy, if he says, I think, that's not good enough. He's a chashid. He's a chashid to be my reheter. Let's say I know for certain that this person brought it in, I know it's kosher. Then Mechaber says he's Neman. And again, Ramesh Lashitasai writes, not if he's a mummer. He's a mefursim, yeah. If he's a mummer, not. If he's openly over all the time, the Ramesh says this whole stuff doesn't apply. This is all in his first tshuva, in Aleph Aleph, in Yerdei Aleph. And this idea, b'shalacherim neman, the assumption is if he's be'etzem, a firm person. But as Yetzar, he's over averis, if he has no benefit, he's not going to tell someone else that this is kosher if it's not kosher.
You have a guy who's a baidik in a shvach place, and he eats kaza, you catch him one time having kaza for one. So it's no problem, go back to the job.
If you catch him one time, no, treifus is more kal. No, treifus is more kal than nevela. Right, being nevela is an iser deraisa, vada iser. Checking the lungs of an animal, a baidik, is a suffix iser. You find something, so it's not quite as chamor. But he has no nemanis on nevela. Let's say he eats nevela, so he's chashed on nevela. He has no nemanis. He has nemanis for something more chamor. But remember, for something that's equal, or certainly something that's more chamor. He's not Neman, he has no Nemanis. And for that Aveira, he has no Nemanis. We're only talking about going from one Aveira to another Aveira. That's his whole sif.
You be Neman, because he's just saying, Shalachem, Neman, Lapidu, Al-Isidavar, Lamamutr. He's not saying,
Shalachem, he's Neman if he has no Hepsi.
Right,
In theory, you're right. In practice, in practice, I don't know if it's that way. Maybe I'm Bedika for Sirchus, maybe. Maybe nothing will happen to him if he tells the truth, because they expect that number. But as far as being a Mashkiach, it's not really that way. If the owner doesn't like the Mashkiach, he makes his life miserable. It's a different story. No, because the Dakim Moshe was talking about eating in his home. Going to his house and eating, if you'll eat this, he'll give you that. What? But it has nothing to do with the Shach Dalid, the documentation was, don't go be a guest in his house. This sif doesn't say a word about that. That means, not eating in his house. you're at work, or he's delivering to you, and he's telling you this is what it is. So it says, if he's telling you this is what it is, he has no hefsid, so he's neman. There's nothing to it, the gezeira don't need in his house, he'll give you other food. Lo, business you have a hefsid. If it's his business, it's someone else's business. You walk in, you walk over to your seat in the airplane, and he tells you that they put down a kosher food. All right, the airplane, you can tell, but they put down kosher food. So he's neman. He himself may be a chashut, but he's not. Let's say you're on the airplane. The guy next to you looks 100% from, but he's sitting there watching the movies that have znus. So that's the shayla. Can you trust him for kashrus? He may look very from, but he's a chashut for that. So that's what we're saying. If he's chashut l'davar echad, even for hesia, he's not automatically chashut for other things. What? Whatever it's available to him, he does it. All right, the Ramon Tziv Zayin I very much wanted to get to because I'm having a very hard time. The Ramon Tziv Zayin is probably more negayah to us in practical terms than anything else. Let me tell you what the Nidain is. We're going to have to get back to the nitty gritty of it next week. As soon as I started, it was mentioned by a number of people. We're talking here about black and white, kosher and treif. Fine. Nowadays, there's a lot of gray. There are a lot of things where a person is more makel, a person is more machmir. The question is, someone who's more makel in kashrus, he will never eat treifus. But for example, he eats OU tuna fish. I don't eat OU tuna fish. For my shoulder's treif, I wouldn't eat it. He says, I have an OU. It's good enough for him. Or, he's samach on the pilot light heter for bishalakum. There's a heter if the pilot was a mayid. The place can say to be samach on only bishas atchak. He's samach on it all the time. Does that make him a mummer? No, he's a frum yid. It's just something that he relies on. He'll buy any product that has a hechsher. He's not careful. He's not discerning which product he buys. That's his policy. Me, I'm not samach on that. The question is, what nemonis does he have for my things? And that's what we're going to learn about. It happens to be, I'm having a very hard time, if someone can help me. I have someone who wants to make a bar mitzvah here in the shul. He's not a mispali, someone who lives in the neighborhood. He has a brother who's a caterer out in one of the cities in New Jersey who has a hechsher. The hechsher is a person with integrity. So he called me, he called to reserve the place, and they told him, this hechsher we don't accept. So he called me up. It puts me right away in an awkward position. I told him, listen, there's nothing to do with integrity. Here, we're makbid that all the mezainis that comes in is pas Yisrael. We're makbid that all the milchiks that comes in is chol of Yisrael. We're makbid not to be saimach on the pilot light heter. There are certain products that have hechsherim that we don't use. We don't use OU tuna fish, we don't allow here. We don't allow fruit that's cut up, we don't allow it. So the person says, I understand. Send me a list of all the things. And I'll get my Rav HaMashia to certify that for your affair, I'm doing all these things. Now this is not the first time, this is the third time it came up. So I'm a pushover with these things. I don't like to put people in an awkward position. The first time I did it, it was a person that was, they call a party planner, who was coming. No, he doesn't bring any food. No food, a little food. Which food? Whatever he brings in will be wrapped. I come down to check on him. It was a milchka thing. There were vegetables and there were dips. All the dips were not wrapped with anything. And one of them that was wrapped from a certain store in Borough Park, we wouldn't use in 100 years. It's the owner of the store once called me. The guy called me. He says, "Favus nistin nishman azachin." I said, "I don't know you. You're the chiyid, but your hechsher is not reliable." So he told me, "Pemola." He says, "It's taka true. He has no clue what's going on." But I'm a falas the chiyid. That's what he told me. It was the best evidence I ever got about this particular hechsher. You know, it's an alta chashiv etamet chacham who gives a hechsher. And he doesn't know this or that, and so I wouldn't use it. So what do you do? I walk in here, the fellow's ready to do a sale. I'm telling him, no, you're having a vegetable table, no dips. I'm going to tell him. So I always end up having a problem. And the second time it happened, also I came in, so it was a problem with the cut-up fruit, that we don't use here cut-up fruit from a fruit store. Whatever you hold, but that's our policy. So he had tons and tons of fruit cut up in a place with a fry owner. So I told him, you can't put it out. So he said, the simcha is everyone's coming already. You know, I didn't come earlier. He said, I'll put it out with a sign that it comes from this and this store. He said, no. You want to put up a sign that the shul policy is told it's not kosher, you could put those words. But to put a kosher display, that's meaningless. So now I'm in the third position. What do you do? Tell me what to do. It's impossible. I need a face-saving way. What I'm going to try to do is get him a different hall. I'm going to make calls and try to get him a different hall to make a simcha in, because it's a problem. Now, this shaila, it comes up. Most of us have relatives this way. I think probably most of us, maybe all of us, have relatives who have different standards than we do. And there's the issue of how much trust they have. How much trust they have when you go to the house. It's a very awkward thing. Especially, the biggest problem I have is with people who allow goyim to be in the house all day. The husband and wife are away at work. By me, all the kelim are becheskes treif. A guy who's there all the time certainly cooks occasionally. There's no question in my mind, besides the Chazal said not to rely on it. But in practical terms, it is that way. It is that way. When we moved in, we had a neighbor on the block who's a chinuch, who's a chashuv person, who had a guyish woman in the house the whole day. And I told my wife, you're friendly with her, tell her. She said, you tell her. You know, like, and they found literally in the toaster oven, which was milchik in the first place, treif of meat that was put in to warm up. The husband came home middle of the day. It's a problem. I go to people's homes and, you know, I just eat the bread and I don't eat the other things. So it's a bit of a problem. So the question is how much neman is such people have. All right, we're going to leave this Ramah. I'm going to try to finish the seminar. So I want to do it quickly. We'll try next week to finish.